1620 94.5 WTAW. Here are comments from the March 20th, 2023 meeting of the Brazos County Intergovernmental Committee. As Texas lawmakers pass the halfway point of the regular session, multiple bills that local officials say are detrimental to school districts, cities, and counties. And that was the focus of the latest meeting of the Brazos County Intergovernmental Committee. As the governor continues his promotion of state funding of Christian schools at so-called parent empowerment events, so does the call from public school administrators and school board members to not splinter state money. College Station ISD Superintendent Mike Martindale among those opposed to Senate Bill 8.
Quite honestly, it will privatize public education.
Bryan ISD Superintendent Ginger Carabine calls for private schools to be held to the same accountability standards as public schools.
Yeah, there's a lot of misinformation out there right now, by design, in my opinion. It's disheartening to see the attack on our institution.
Carabine also bringing up the unintended consequences of less money going to public schools.
Bryan ISD, we're a regional workforce development site. Could we continue offering the amount that we do if they splinter our funding sources?
That led to a philosophical question from the director of the Brazos Valley Council of Governments, Michael Parks.
So it's the difference between do we do football or mathematics?
Bryan City Secretary Marilyn Stronda says state lawmakers want to effectively do away with city charters that were approved by city voters.
We would end up being like a general law city where all we can do is exactly what state law tells us. No options left to our local voters here.
Stronda says House Bill 92, which has already been approved by the Agriculture Committee, expands what homeowners can build inside city limits without city control.
You could have any type of wind power device or a turbine of any size on your residential lot. And you can also build underground bunkers on your residential lot.
Stronda brought up House Bill 2665, which has been referred to the Land and Resource Committee, where the state would take over regulating short-term rentals.
That bill says we cannot regulate where they are, how often it's used as a short-term rental, or how many people they can put in there.
Another bill assigned to Land and Resource Management is House Bill 1279, which Stronda says would reduce Bryan's extraterritorial jurisdiction from 3 miles to 1/4 of 1 mile. Stronda says Senate Bill 149 basically says that cities would not be able to regulate any kind of commercial activity.
What about the building code? Can we enforce a fire code? I mean, that's pretty darn scary.
Stronda says SB 149 has been heard in the Business and Commerce Committee that's chaired by Brazos County Senator Charles Schwartner. And Stronda says a few of the state lawmakers who have written bad legislation used to be on city councils.
I'm really disappointed, and I don't get it. I really don't get it, but it's just this tenuous attempt to erode local authority.
Also attending the Intergovernmental Committee meeting, members of the Bryan and College Station City Councils, the Bryan and College Station ISD School Boards, and the Brazos County Commission. This is 1620-94.5 WTAW.